Every June, Watson hosts the Brown International Advanced Research Institutes, or BRI. The conference brings together participants from around the world, mostly from the Global South, for 2 weeks. Last summer, 150 scholars and practitioners worked across academic disciplines and geographic boundaries on pressing global issues. This week, we hear from Natalia Dacuna Sidare about her time at BRI and her scholarship back home.
My name is Natalia. I'm from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and I'm in Humanitarian Response and Post-Conflict Reconstruction Institute.
Natalia is an architect by training, and back when she was an undergrad, she was already thinking about the connection between physical environments and humanitarian response.
Since I was an undergrad, and for my final project, I worked on a disaster situation. I made this project on shelters, on structures for temporary shelters.
She was designing shelter-based solutions for common disasters in Brazil, landslides and flooding. But as she worked on the project, Natalia started to realize that shelters were just a small technical element of a larger disaster response equation.
I just realized that it was really a policy issue, like for preparedness, to have this preparation before, like if you know you're going to have rain next year and you have 1,000 million problems to solve and until 1 year we won't do it. Mm-hmm. So we just have to have this sort of plan. But during this process, I just got into with contact with some public actors, you know.
Without effective policy, shelters are just a short-term solution. So Natalia went back to get a master's in urbanism, expanding her focus on architecture to think about larger questions of space and society. She focused specifically on refugee policy.
In architecture, we have this idea of refuge as as almost a shelter. Mm-hmm. But I know that's a broad concept. Mm-hmm. But I just really like this concept, refuge, either in architecture or in other fields.
And Natalia's vision of refuge goes beyond the usual solutions of temporary shelters and refugee camps.
Mm-hmm. When I say I'm an architect, I'm urbanist, and I'm working with refugees, you're probably going to ask me to make an urban planning for a refugee camp or a shelter solution. And that really doesn't interest me. I think that's good because it helps to relieve like these problems. But in long terms, we just are reinforcing temporary solutions.
So what's your approach?
My approach, now what I'm doing is a mapping of the refugees who live in Rio and to understand how they are living and to look at this urban land, so this frame of the territorial land of Rio, to understand how they're distributed in the territory.
Specifically, Natalia wants to understand how the resettlement of different kinds of refugees in Rio relates to the city's historic patterns of segregation.
My hypothesis is, for example, Syria, that's a more announced war, more known, and the media just shows it. People, they want to donate money for a Syrian family, but usually Syrians, they have better conditions, financial conditions, and the Congolese, no. So the Congolese, the African, the black, because we have prejudice in Brazil, they go to live in favelas in irregular areas. And so to understand how this insertion of the refugees in the urban land is also related to the segregation we already have.
Basically, the resettlement of Syrian refugees has contributed to the racist patterns of segregation in Rio. Natalia hopes her research will encourage more local consideration when guidelines for resettlement are created.
These guidelines are going to be inserted in a specific context, either rural or urban. So when we talk about the right of the refugees and the integration issues, actually, When you see the rights are different from the access.
In Natalia's opinion, the best solutions come from interdisciplinary work, which made BRI the perfect place for her to learn and collaborate.
So that's why I came to BRI, because like for me it's totally amazing, the cultural approach and also the multidisciplinary approach, you know, because I'm totally aware that I cannot build anything inside my own field. So we just like trying to look over these issues and trying to build together this field in architecture and urbanism with other professionals, not only us just like thinking about technical responses.
You have been listening to Trending Globally, Politics and Policy. This is part of a special series focused on the stories of scholars and practitioners who attended the 2017 BRI Summit. Next week, we'll hear from Roz Weiner, who has a unique way of applying research to other aspects of his life.
I have a drag persona.
What's her name?
Her name is Tilda. Tilda Death.
We'll hear more about Tilda and Roz next week. Thanks for listening.